Hit it.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
It's Sunday, March 24th, 2013. Time for your Gitmo Nation Media Assassination, episode 4, 9, or 8.
This is No Agenda.
Enjoying the new Ice Age here at the Travis Heights Hideout, where SoCo meets MoFo in the capital of the Drone Star State. In the morning, everybody, I'm Adam Curry.
And from hazy northern Silicon Valley, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill in the morning.
Sorry, I kind of stepped on your Dvorak there.
I noticed that.
Well, it's because you want to
get killed here.
Well, here of course.
Dvorak.org/NA, please.
Time for our segment.
You slaves can get used to mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Cheap macaroni and cheap cheddar melted together.
Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
So I don't know what it is. Somehow we ride on the consciousness of the universe, but... Yeah, and maybe it is because, you know, we bought a 3-speed bike and now you see 3-speed bikes riding around everywhere, but I just can't get away from it now.
Oprah Winfrey opens up about the time she was depressed and scarfed down 30 pounds of mac and cheese.
Okay, so that's Oprah Winfrey. But now, if we had a story about mac and cheese in a cup, in a mug on NPR on Thursday. Oh, but they're not stopping. Oh, no, no, no.
Let's return to something we've been chewing on from an earlier story in our On the Run series. In Monday's report, Araceli Flores made this observation.
I could buy a box of macaroni and cheese for $1. A bunch of bananas will cost me over $1. Strawberries are $4. A bag of apples is going to cost me $5. I mean, way more pricier to buy vegetables and fruits than it is to buy boxed food.
Yes, it's true.
The guy you heard at the end there is Barry Popkin. He's a nutritionist and economist at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He explained why that's true.
Now, notice in this report, you will not hear anyone say, it's probably better to eat the fruit.
than a box. This isn't even real cheese. This is cheapest a classic garbage.
Well, here it is.
We have a processed packaged food industry, which is enormously efficient. It takes a little bit of wheat. It takes a little bit of artificial cheese. It uses lots of chemicals, flavors, and it makes these magical, tasty foods.
Dinner!
How is this guy a spokesman?
Well, he's the nutritionist.
I can barely understand him through his lisp.
Well, he's going to tell you why this is so much better to have some wheat, some artificial cheese, and some chemicals.
You know, he's going to defend this?
Kind of.
That are very inexpensive.
It's inexpensive.
Popkin says mac and cheese also beats out fresh food when you factor in other costs to the consumer like labor and time.
So, here it is, time.
You see, kidding me?
No.
This would have been a clip of the day if you didn't have the Maxine Waters clip.
But this is NPR telling you that it's obvious why we like mac and cheese and why we want more of it.
People should be ashamed of themselves.
So one, it's only $1 and you can't even get a banana for $1.
The time it takes to cook a mac and cheese is very short.
It cooks in the microwave.
And it fills you up.
And it fills you up.
The time it takes to cut up the strawberries, to cut up the fruit, to make it easy, it adds time.
It takes so long.
Time. You're eating mac and cheese, you got nothing but time on your hands. You're kidding.
I got no time to cut the strawberry.
Man, I got to eat mac and cheese and get out of here.
I'm in a hurry. I'll eat it in the car, honey.
The other side is getting it from the farmer all the way through to the store, keeping it looking good and not having it spoiled takes a lot of refrigeration, takes a lot of complex steps that are very expensive.
He says another factor is a long history of government subsidies for food production, but not so much for fruits and veggies.
Oh, she said it too. Veggies. Screw your veggies, slave.
Veggies. I got veggies here.
Screw your veggies. Have your mac and cheese. You're in a hurry. Get to your work. Eat your mac and cheese in a mug on the way. Well, there is solace.
This is becoming a regular show report.
Yes,
the mac and cheese report.
The mac and cheese report.
We need a jingle.
We totally would. Oh, Sir Jeff Smith, where's our mac and cheese report? Well, we need to make it a little different than just mac and cheese report. It has to be living the life of, like, thug life, you know, like Tupac thug life. It'd be like mac and cheese life. You know what I mean? It's like something like that.
Life of mac and cheese.
So just when you thought.
What an idiot. That was the worst example of anything I've ever heard from NPR.
Oh.
And people listen to this as it's some sort of national treasure.
Yeah.
It's a humiliation.
Yeah.
It's shameful.